Welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 46. What now? Show notes for this episode are available at gettingworktowork.com/46. You ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. I kind of created the title to this episode as a joke. What now? Because as I was writing my script, nothing was coming to me, and I like placeholder information, and what now seemed like a good placeholder for a title. I thought some content would come as I started to talk and write my ideas for this episode, and so far nothing's come. I asked some friends about what I should be talking about and what they wanted to hear, and they gave me some great ideas, things like how to talk to your clients, and how to say no to clients, and how to say yes to clients, and how to know what clients are right for you, and mood boards, inspiration boards, tools, great stuff. But right now, I'm wrapping up a quarter teaching, and I'm kind of in between some jobs and wrapping up some jobs, and I'm just kind of feeling a little bit of exhaustion. And so I just thought that before diving into a series on clients, that I would have almost an episode of random thoughts that really, I guess, made it easier to come up with some content. And so here you go. What now? Let's talk about where we're headed. In April, coming up next week, I'm going to start a series on clients. It seems that some friends wanted to hear about how to find new clients, how to talk to clients. And so I'm going to devote April to being client month. And so I'm going to give you some of my own thoughts and my own insights and what I've learned over the past 11 years of working on my own. In terms of the podcast, where have we been? We're approaching in the coming months 1 year of weekly content, and it's been a learning curve on how to come up with consistent content. And for me, when I'm creating content, I'm thinking about what is resonating each week in my life. It's not like I'm coming up with some master plan each week. It's literally what's impacting me now. And right now I'm spending a lot of time reading. And I'll admit I like reading self-help books. And so I'm reading everything from Tony Robbins to Mark Manson. And if you don't know who Mark Manson is, he's got a great book called The Subtle Art of Not Giving A. And I'm not going to say the word. But it's a great book on the opposite of self-help. It's really about finding happiness through diving into negativity. And it's pretty cool. So where am I? You know, I'm really trying to find the path, as we all are, into the future. And I'm really enjoying the projects that I'm finishing up right now, but I'm also, you know, I'm looking for what's next. I'm looking for the next projects. I'm looking for how to grow in the next year in this podcast, how to continue creating content that people resonate with. And that means that I need to keep growing. And so for me, reading and creating work and really continuing to build not only relationships with other creative professionals, but finding ways to create community. That's really what I see coming in the next year, coming in 2017 into 2018. How about you? What do you see, you know, for the creative communities that you're a part of? Are you a part of any creative communities? How can you be a part of community, not only with other creative professionals, but maybe a part of the community that you live in? Maybe a part of your family community? I would imagine that as you listen and hear from other people, your creative ideas grow and thrive. And so I would challenge you to find those ways to grow in your curiosity, grow in your creativity, grow in the ways that you're not just creating work day in and day out, but really aspiring to grow as a human, as someone who really has a lot to give to the world right now. You know, that really does it for this episode. I'm not really going to end with some thoughts on what you can do. But I guess when you find yourself asking the question, what now? Just try not to have a plan sometimes. Try not to have a script. Just freeform it and see what happens. And for me, that's kind of what I'm doing in this episode, if you couldn't tell. I'm just kind of seeing what's here and what's coming out. And sometimes when I write, I just sit down to write. Or if I'm in a shoot, I just shoot. Or if I'm in a sketch, I'm just going to sketch. And sometimes great things come from that. And so I encourage you to be flexible and see how you answer the question, what now? That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. It's been a great month, and I appreciate every one of you who has listened to the podcast, shared it with your friends, and interacted with me in some way or another. Feel free to continue sharing this podcast with your friends and other creative professionals. Subscribe on iTunes and never miss an episode. You can even leave a review letting me know how I'm doing. Keep in touch by sending me an email. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on most social networks. I'm at CM Studios or at GWTW Podcast on Twitter, at Chris Martin Studios on Facebook, and at CM Studios on Instagram. Stay connected with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for my weekly email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab, at thecuriositylab.net. As we wrap up the first quarter of 2017, let's learn from our mistakes, work through our failures and our successes, and continue building our lives, businesses, and communities. May creativity and curiosity fuel your life.